This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice, Dr. Dahlia, not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it is hot. It is getting hot. Lot of excessive heat warnings being issued throughout the United States. The National Weather Service issues a severe heat warning, usually 12 hours before the going gets bad. And, you know, heat warnings, excessive heat warnings, the definitions actually vary a little bit. In my neck of the woods, now I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we get hot. And we kind of get a dry heat. You know, everybody complains in Las Vegas, oh my gosh, it gets so hot, it gets up to 120 out here. Guys, come on. Man, go down to Mississippi. Go down to Alabama. Go to New York. That, when it gets humid, that's not easy. I'll take dry heat any day. So basically, the definition is where, and I gotta read this, okay? Because I gotta make this right here. It's where your heat index, which is basically the temperature and humidity, okay? We just don't look at temperature, because if you have low humidity or high humidity, that's an issue. So it's where your heat index will be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day for at least 2 days in a row. So whenever you guys watch the news and you see them, you see them show a range of numbers, and they look like above 100. Just expect. Don't go, well, you know what? It's just 102 in my area, or 103. It's hot. Okay? Now, at nighttime, the temperatures aren't going to really drop below 75. So that's kind of the range, like maybe a 75 to 105. Not good for those of us who are at risk for heat illness. I got allergies today, so sorry. I'm a little boogery. And so my worry as a doctor is, are you guys going to get heat illness or heat exhaustion? There was one gentleman who told me that he got heat exhaustion. I go, are you sure? It sounds like you might have had a heart attack. You know, you fainted. He goes, well, the ER said it was heat exhaustion. They checked the heart. They said it was fine. A couple months later, he was dead from a heart attack. And so I think it's really important to know the definitions of what actually heat illness is. So heat illness technically is when you get, you know, sick by the heat. Right? I mean, I know that sounds like a no-brainer. But the first thing that happens when you have heat illness is you start getting cramps. That's one of the first signs. You're like, well, what's going on here? Well, it's because you're sweating, and then you're unfortunately losing a lot of your salts. And when you lose a lot of your salts, you could get kind of achy. And so if you sweat because your body's trying to cool your body down, you could get heat cramps. Now, some people will say, Dr. Wax, I'm good. I didn't sweat at all. You not sweating could be a sign of you starting to go into heat exhaustion. If you're not sweating and it's hot outside, that means you might be running out of fluid to make you sweat. And so if that's the case, now we're kind of looking at heat exhaustion. Now, heat exhaustion is where you're starting to get dehydrated. You get kind of maybe some nausea. Your heart rate may actually go up because it's trying to increase the cardiac output. You may get a little faint. And very interesting, an older person or a younger person may just be quiet. You know, so everybody's outside with the barbecue and everybody's having fun. And they're like, oh, you know, grandma hasn't said anything in like an hour. And everyone's like, ooh, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. Right? If grandma's not, you know, throwing a guilt trip on us, let's just let that, or, you know, don't wake the sleeping dragon. The problem is, if grandma's quiet, she could be going into heat exhaustion. All right. When somebody's just kind of tired and not really doing much out in the heat, it may already be kind of too late. And the big reason why we worry about heat exhaustion is we don't want it to go into heat stroke. So with heat exhaustion, if they're still conscious and, you know, start giving them fluids to drink. When in doubt, still call 911, you know, get some medical personnel on board. But, you know, try to get them, you know, out. First, get them out of the heat. Then, you know, give them things to drink, you know, whether it's cool water or Pedialyte or whatever, just, you know, Gatorade, just get them some drinks and some salts in them, no alcohol. You can put ice packs by their underarm, in their groin, things like that to kind of cool them down. The underarm and groin area seem to be pretty close, obviously, to the central part of the body. You got to be careful putting it around the neck sometimes because that could kind of affect some of the blood, some of the heartbeat. But you want to try to cool them down, but get them from the outside. All right? And then lie them down, okay, because they may get dizzy and faint. So lie the victim, you know, if somebody is kind of like, oh, I'm a little tired, just keep them lying down on the couch. That's fine. All right? And then, you know, maybe use a fan, try to cool them down. Now, heat stroke is where we really get nervous because heat stroke is where they could be losing consciousness. If you are at all unsure, well, I don't know if this is technically cramps or stroke, just call 911, okay? That's what they're there for, and they're awesome. All right? And if somebody's going in and out of consciousness, don't try to force them to drink because they can unfortunately aspirate and get the fluid in their lungs. So just keep them cool. Sometimes you have to remove some of the clothing. Try to cool them down again with cool compresses until medical personnel arrive. Keep in mind you got dogs and kitty cats also that may accidentally get stuck outside. Keep an eye on them, okay? They're people too. There are animals. So make sure they're inside. Watch out for your older people and, you know, younger ones. But now, the big question I get is my air conditioning's out. And luck of the draw, it happened in June or July. That's exactly what happens. If your air conditioning is going to poop out, it's not going to poop out in December because your air conditioning's not on in December. So what happens is you start cranking up the air conditioning, and then all of a sudden you find, oh, it's out. So then you try to call an air conditioning repair person, and they're booked for 2-3 weeks. So if you think you have a crappy air conditioning system that hasn't been checked on, you might as well give it a checkup now before things get bad. If you lose your air conditioning, you may have to just leave and go to a friend's, hang out there. My house is already booked, all right? I have, like, 2 spare bedrooms I only have 1 spare bedroom, but I'll turn my room into a spare bedroom for anybody, especially if you're a firefighter. I already have it booked because there's always people that lose their air conditioning, so I have to kind of save it for them because they don't listen to me. Close your curtains. Like, right now, when you go outside or when you go to work, close the curtains. Try to conserve and have less heat come into play. Don't turn the air conditioning off when you leave and then turn it back on when you come home. It's better to just maybe keep it at 75, even 78, just to have some baseline coolness. You're probably not going to get heat stroke or heat illness at 78 degrees. Yeah, a lot of us like it in the 60s, but if you're worried that you're going to poop your air conditioning unit out, do that. And then make sure you have plenty of fluids. Maybe don't cook, you know, in the heat of day. And, you know, try to do a lot of activities at night. All right, I hope that helps. I taught you guys something. Be safe out there in the heat. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of people, they have their panties all up in a bunch because of what happened with Pfizer and Enbrel. Did you guys hear about what this is? This is really, really significant. And it made a lot of headlines. I was in New York at Talkers Magazine Convention, which was awesome. Shout out to Michael Harrison, Matt Harrison, Barbara, all the crew out there, Kevin Casey, Mike Kness, all the crew out there in New York for Make a Talkers Magazine Conference, one of the best ever. It was fantastic. But so I didn't really get to talk to you guys about this last week. But basically what happened is Pfizer, actually one of my favorite pharmaceutical companies in terms of their drugs, Pfizer came out with Z-Pak and Viagra and Lipitor and Norvasc, some of the most commonly, you know, used medications, Zoloft, were by Pfizer. Pfizer had, especially in the 90s, won a hell of a reputation for making some real damn good drugs. And they also have the drug Enbrel. Now, Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, is an anti-inflammatory drug used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. And apparently, in 2015, they had discovered that those on Enbrel for rheumatoid arthritis seem to have a lower risk of Alzheimer's. Now, an investigative report released by the Washington Post last week said that the company chose not to pursue any further investigation of this amazing finding and decided not to release their findings. Now, apparently, Pfizer uncovered this, not side effect, but this surprise benefit when they analyzed hundreds of thousands of insurance claims. Company documents obtained by Washington Post said Enbrel could potentially safely prevent, treat, and slow progression of Alzheimer's disease. However, determining if that is really the case, and if that could really be marketable and a pill created, would require an $80 million clinical trial. So it looked like Pfizer had an internal debate, according to this investigation, and Pfizer decided against moving forward. Even though researchers from the company's Division of Inflammation and Immunology said you should do this. So Pfizer decided to go, you know what, now we're not going to go there. And they also didn't announce this, because other companies could then take it and run with it. So this has been revealed, and people are pretty ticked off that we might have had a potential medication that could slow down Alzheimer's, one of the most common neurodegenerative forms of dementia that we have, and Pfizer kept mum. Now, we'll play devil's advocate, all right? But people are ticked. So the stories and the headlines that were out last week was Pfizer knew they had something, and they decided to squash. I mean, people are really, really ripping them a new one for this. Squash the data and not allow other people to run with it for the sake of science. Now, their official stance is that, well, the trials weren't likely to succeed because the molecules of the drug are too large to reach the brain. And then why didn't they let other, you know, pharmaceutical companies run with it? They said that they didn't want to send researchers down a dead-end path. So now the big debate is, did Pfizer have ethical responsibilities to release this information to the scientific community? So we get 500,000 new diagnoses of Alzheimer's a year, according to beingpatient.com. And so some people say, yeah, they should release the findings. Others say, well, you don't have to disclose everything. So now people are accusing Pfizer of not pursuing the clinical trial because Enbrel's patent would be expiring. Now, Enbrel has a 20-year patent, and it now has ended. So now there could be generic versions of the drug. And so there's no real financial incentive for Pfizer to pursue more clinical trials if they're not going to be making money from that. So if Enbrel is losing patent and it's going to be generic, they would basically be studying Enbrel and Alzheimer's for somebody else to make all the money. And again, I'm not trying to defend them, but according to anonymous Pfizer executives, they told the Washington Post that the clinical trial made no business sense. It probably was high risk, very costly, very long-term drug development that was off strategy. Now, remember, Alzheimer's research has had failure after failure after failure. So if your job is on the line, and you're the one that has to make the decision for allowing Pfizer allowing your company to start an $80 million drug trial, and every Alzheimer's drug recently tried has failed, and you already can see potential problems, you're going to probably say no. But then, the big question people have is, okay, well, if you didn't want to pursue it, that's okay, but you should have told other people. Well, so here's the thing, okay? Let's say some of you guys take Wellbutrin. Let's say there's a study on Wellbutrin, and Wellbutrin is a medicine for depression. And I've prescribed it for people that have lack of energy. I prescribed it for people with attention deficit disorder that didn't want to be on the stimulants. And it worked really, really nicely. But let's say you're doing a study, and you're finding that a lot of people on Wellbutrin have anorexia. Their appetite goes down. And you're like, well, that's interesting. 60% of these people didn't get hungry. Because a lot of antidepressant medications, you gain weight. But let's say you notice that on Wellbutrin, you don't gain weight. 60% of them lost weight. Are you required to stop everything and now market it as a weight loss drug? Are you supposed to tell the world, you know what, this could be a weight loss drug? No. You get in trouble. You get in big trouble. See, Pfizer's not going to get in trouble with this because the FDA is very strict about what you're allowed to market a drug for and advertise and promote what it could do. If there's a side effect, you have to list it. You even have to say it on, you have to even bring it up on your commercial as a side effect. But you don't necessarily have to share your hard-earned research. Now, this kind of strikes a chord because any of us that have had family members with Alzheimer's like Pfizer, come on. If your drug could potentially help fight Alzheimer's, wow. But I, as a doctor, understand that, you know what? There might have been a side effect to this. Although, so here's an example of a surprisingly side effect. We find that a lot of people who smoke tobacco don't seem to have as many flare-ups of ulcerative colitis, or they don't seem to come down with Parkinson's as much as other non-smokers. And Parkinson's is also a very common neurodegenerative disorder. But does that mean we're allowed to urge people to go and smoke? No. So is this a lot of, you know, is this just, you know, some anti-pharma propaganda? Or do we have an issue where if a pharmaceutical company finds something that could be really clinically significant and something that might save lives, are they required to share that information? So the problem pharmaceutical companies have is you can't force them to advertise against themselves. You can't force them to help their competitors. A lot of government is trying to. They do that with big tobacco. But if you have a company that's trying to make drugs, and trust me, people with rheumatoid arthritis are very grateful to Pfizer and Enbrel. It's a pretty good drug. But Alzheimer's is more than twice as common in people with RA. This is a study found in 2016. So somebody does need to study this. It's just if Pfizer put in a lot of time and money, do they get credit? Are we going to then force pharmaceutical companies to study something just so they don't lose the quan? So as you can see, it's a little bit more complex than them having knowledge and not wishing to share it. But it is significant, and it would have been cool if they did. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is postponing contempt of Congress charges against Attorney General William Barr. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says the committee has struck a deal with the Justice Department to get key evidence from the Mueller report. The House was set to vote on holding Barr in contempt of Congress this week. Torrential rainfall over the weekend has caused extensive flooding across North Carolina. North Carolina Republican Governor Roy Cooper discusses the damage to the eastern part of his state.
Significant flooding and road damage in northern Wake and Franklin counties. Other areas have seen some significant road damage as well. So please be careful when driving near road crews and emergency responders who may be working in the area.
Some parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia all have seen over 10 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. It's Jason and Daniel. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I forgot to, they both sound really similar because they're both so cute and they're so cuddly. So, anyway, they're both there. Okay. So, measles. Measles cases now have hit over 1,000 right now in the U.S. I'm not sure where mumps is at. I think mumps is at 700-800. Hepatitis A, I think, is at 1,200. I need to double check. Chickenpox has been making a comeback. A lot of people are blaming the anti-vaxxers, but we're finding that some of these cases are actually in people who were vaccinated. Just a quick aside, I do telemedicine. And I had a mom that called in saying that her daughter appears to have chickenpox, and her son was just diagnosed with chickenpox. You know, and I go, you know, did you vaccinate? She goes, of course we did. Yeah, we vaccinated. But I guess they came down with chickenpox. And she said the doctor was surprised, too, because they were vaccinated. And I go, this is exactly what the news needs to be broadcasting and needs to be, you know, informing us. How many of these cases are happening in vaccinated individuals? Parents would really like to know. You know, it's funny. There's a headline talking about how New York is grappling with the lies from anti-vaxxers. Okay, stop right there. Now, mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. Very, very pro-vaccine. But look at how headlines from major news articles are trying to destroy these people who may not really be anti-vaxxers. You know, once you start to bully, you're going to force people to take a side. And what people don't realize that I get to see as a doctor is the quote-unquote anti-vaccine movement is very small compared to the amount of people that are hesitant on vaccines. And this isn't black or white. There are various shades of gray, 50 shades of gray when it comes to vaccines. The average parent is pro-vaccine. The average parent is pro-vaccine. But they are a little bit wary on the numbers that their kids have to have and on potential side effects. That's where the average falls. Then you have some or a good number that are like, oh, I don't care. You know, it's worth the side effect. Just whatever. Give it to my kid. Any vaccine, anytime there's a new vaccine, sign my kid up. You don't have a lot of those parents say that, but you do. Then you have the next group, which is a very, very common group, going, yeah, okay, I'm going to vaccinate, but I'm really not interested in doing five at once. And I'd really like my kids to be just a little older and able to talk so I know that they have their communication skills down in case something happened. I'd like to wait a little bit, and I'm not saying that's good. Trust me, the last thing you want is your child getting illness because they're too young and they haven't been vaccinated yet. I mean, we try to vaccinate as quickly as possible so their immune system can start building these antibodies early. But you do have a lot of parents out there going, look, I'm pro-vaccine, but I just want to wait till my kid can talk and my kid's a little, you know, is able to then tell me side effects they're having and I'm able to kind of know more about what could be happening to my kid if my kid starts to have an issue with it. Then you have a group of parents who are, all right, I like vaccines. I know vaccines save lives. I just think we have too many. And I only want to vaccinate my kids against the ones that I really think could kill them. You have those parents out there. Then you have a group of parents that say, look, I think I like vaccines. I'll go with it if I have to. But I really want my child becoming naturally immune to some of these. Now, we have to educate them that, you know, natural immunity, you know, is a definite benefit, but it isn't a guarantee. And like with chickenpox, if you get chickenpox and you're more at risk for shingles later, they do have a study coming out where if you do get the chickenpox vaccine, you are less likely to get shingles, but you can still get shingles. So you have some parents going, you know what, the body was built a certain way. The body makes natural, you know, antibodies. I'd like my child to get the illnesses that God and nature have out there and let my child build up a natural immunity. Now, some of you go, oh, that's crazy. But then again, we're the same parents as doctors who are pro-vaccine say, let your kid play outside a little bit. Don't have him live in a bubble. So we all are for natural immunity. But when it comes to vaccines, the majority of us are like, just get the vaccine. So you have some parents going, well, you know, we let our kids play outside. You know, why can't our kid, you know, also get exposed to some of these normal childhood illnesses to gain an immunity. And then you have the group of parents that are like, these are bad. These vaccines can kill. I don't want my child getting anything from the government. I don't trust the government. But you see, that select group is small. Most of the parents fall under a whole variety of other areas. And so, you're not going to convince somebody by making them look evil. Now, what's going on with measles? We're over 1,000 people now. CDC reported that there's been 1,022 cases in 28 states. That marks a 41% increase, 41 cases this last week. Now we see measles in more than half the states. Idaho, New Mexico, Virginia, Maine. Okay. The new total has hit 1,000 cases, which where measles was eradicated basically in the U.S. by the year, in the year 2000. The majority of the cases have been limited to small numbers of populated areas, but now they're starting to be very, very careful about saying that they were unvaccinated individuals. We are desperately waiting for numbers from the CDC or from the health departments telling us how many of these measles cases are unvaccinated individuals. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, we're going to be open to the anti-vaccine movement. Okay? People who don't vaccinate can harbor and spread disease to vaccinated people because the virus has a chance to mutate. And you don't want, if measles is eradicated from the U.S., it's not going to mutate and then infect. So the idea that an unvaccinated individual started this measles outbreak is not that far off. That could be fairly accurate. And that's what they believe. They believe ground zero or person zero was unvaccinated, had gone to Israel and came back. They believe that. They can't prove it, but they believe that's what happened. The only thing is for those of us that go, well, we're vaccinated, we're good. No, that's not the conversation we should be having. Vaccines are not 100%. And so when I had that, saw that family where there were a couple kids with chicken pox and mom's like, I swear to God, I'm vaccinated. You know, because these moms are afraid the Child Protective Services is going to come in and take the kid away. Remember there was that family where the kid got the mumps and the parents were lucky enough to get to the news going, we vaccinated. We vaccinated our kid, but he still got the mumps. These are the stories we need. Because then we need to know if our vaccine is worthless. If we need to know if there's a new strain going around. We need to know what we're exactly dealing with. And yes, groups of unvaccinated individuals can, unfortunately, harbor a disease that can grow and mutate and then affect others. But please be careful about yelling and screaming about, you know, anti-vaxxers being liars and things like that, because you have a lot of people concerned. And then, you know, how many parents are ticked that they took their child in for vaccines and then they still got the illness? So we have a lot of explaining to do. We have a lot of education to do. And we still have a lot more convincing to do. But if you start to bully people, they won't want to be convinced or educated. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this week will mark the 25-year tragic anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And so you're going to see O.J. Simpson a lot in the news. And he has been interviewed recently. And he told the Associated Press that he is happy living in Las Vegas and he's healthy. And he's in a phase called the no negative zone. As you know, a few years back, he was released from jail in northern Nevada. And I believe he was in northern Nevada. And he moves to Las Vegas. He's about a mile or two away from where I live. And my kids see him all the time, you know, in like, areas around town where, you know, we could eat and shop and things like that. And it's just, I mean, you know, in Vegas, when you live in Las Vegas, you got good schools. You got great parks. You got a lot of churches and temples and mosques and a lot of religion. We have a lot of, libraries and things like that. We have a lot of arts, a lot of great restaurants, a lot of things to do. But you do have a lot of star sightings. We have a lot of people that live out here. We also have a lot of ex-stars or ex-celebrities. I don't want to say ex because they're always kind of celebrities. But it's a lot cheaper to live here than California. So a lot of them come here, they're able to buy a house for cash and still live a fairly nice lifestyle, even though they're not still in the movies or TV shows, etc. Or play football for the Bills. So Simpson told the Associated Press in an interview that neither he nor his children want to look back by talking about June 12, 1984. That's when his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman were killed. Simpson, of course, was tried for that, and he was acquitted. We aren't going to go too much into the details of what happened in the 90s. I don't remember much of the 90s because I was in medical school and doing 36-hour shifts. You get pretty busy, but I do remember the O.J. Simpson trials going on and on and on. I also remember the Bronco chase. But Simpson says, 25 years later, we don't need to go back and relive the worst day of our lives. The subject of the moment is the subject that we'll never revisit again. My family and I have moved on to what we call the no-negative zone. We focus on the positives. And you see him sitting in his house. You see his football, Heisman Trophy. You see, you know, some jerseys and, you know, and he's sitting there looking all comfortable and happy. He's been trying to keep a low profile. Friends and family say, you know, he, you know, travels with a bodyguard, obviously, has a driver, you know, and yeah, it's, you know, he will never be able to kind of walk down the streets without being, you know, without his past being brought up. He was in prison not for the Nicole Brown Simpson murder, Ron Goldman murder, but he had served 9 years in a prison for a robbery kidnapping conviction. He continues to believe his conviction and sentence for trying to steal back his own memorabilia was unfair. He says, I believe in the legal system and I honored it. I served my time. So apparently he had memorabilia that was allegedly stolen and he went back with a few people to get it. And was in Lovelock, Nevada. So after his release, they expect him to go back to Florida because that's where he had lived for several years after the case. After the original case, but friends in Las Vegas persuaded him to stay. And he said he's glad he did. The town has been good to me. Everybody I meet seems to be apologizing for what happened to me here. His time in the city hasn't been without controversy, of course. As you know, a month after his release, he went to a steakhouse and lounge at the Cosmopolitan Resort. That ended in dispute, and he was ordered off the property and prohibited from returning. So getting banned from a hotel restaurant is kind of a big deal out here in Vegas. Right? And if you're like, well, just one restaurant. Yeah, you don't understand. You know, I mean, when you get banned, it's not, yeah, you get banned. But he's laid low. You will see him in restaurants, athletic events. He plays golf every day. He's a member of the retired guys who compete with each other on the golf course. And he seems happy. He's close to his children, other relatives. His parole officer gives him permission to take short trips to Florida. This way he can see his children, Justin and Sydney. They're in real estate. His older daughter, Arnell, lives with him much of the time, commutes to L.A. He says, I've been to Florida 2-3 times to see the kids and my old buddies in Miami. I even managed to play a game of golf with them, but I live in a town I've learned to love. Life is fun. He also sees relatives in Louisiana. And, happy. So, you know, when you remember back, this O.J. Simpson trial, wow, it was probably, I mean, I almost wish I studied it as more and watched it as more as other people. But from what I understand, for lawyers, this was like, it was like a golden chest of goodies when it comes to, you know, all the, you know, legal intricacies that happen. As you know, Simpson had pleaded 100% not guilty on July 22nd, 1994. Jury was sworn in on November 9th, 1994. But then opening statements didn't start until January 1995. Verdict wasn't read till October 1995. So we're talking 10 months. The trial cost the city of Los Angeles at the time $10 million. Judge Ito was the judge presiding. I remember on The Tonight Show, I believe it was The Tonight Show, they had the dancing Judge Itos. So there were a bunch of people that looked like Judge Ito who were dancing. I mean, it really became a circus. District Attorney Marsha Clark opened with a trail of blood from Bundy through his own Ford Bronco and into the house of Rockingham is a devastating proof of his guilt. You thought that this would be a slam dunk. Mark Furman was the detective who first spotted a blood spatter glove outside Simpson's estate. And it looked like one found near the bodies. But Mark Furman had a history of using racist language, had boasted about beating up suspects, and so defense was able to really demean and diminish his credibility and his character. And Johnny Cochran, who has, I believe, since died of lung cancer, and Kardashian, who has died of esophageal cancer, there's definitely been, unfortunately, a lot of... you know, drama post the O.J. Simpson trial. Johnny Cochran was able to dismantle the jurors' trust in seemingly irrefutable DNA. And one of the things that was cited as the thing that saved O.J. Simpson was that glove. If the glove doesn't fit, acquit. Or whatever. If the glove don't fit, acquit. And so he was able to get O.J. Simpson off. So O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. Apparently O.J. Simpson had met Nicole Brown in 77, divorced his first wife Marguerite in 1979. So he and Nicole Brown Simpson married in 85. Then Sidney was born 8 months later. Justin was born in 88. And Nicole had called the police multiple times, saying, you never do anything. You come out, you've been here 8 times, and you never do anything about him. And Nicole would call the police multiple times saying Simpson would beat her. There were pictures, etc. And then on 89, Simpson was sentenced to 24 months probation, ordered to perform 120 hours of community service, pay fines totally $470, was supposed to be attending counseling for domestic violence. Nicole moves out with the kids, February 1992. She got child support, I think a lump sum of $433,000 plus $10,000 a month. She buys a condo on Bundy Drive in Brentwood, moves to her new place. She says Simpson kept threatening her. According to prosecutors, O.J. would stand outside and look through the window multiple times. Then, unfortunately, she had gone to a restaurant. Her friend Ron Goldman came back to bring her glasses and she left. That was a fateful night for both of them. All right, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.